Can you believe it's December in a few days' time? This year has sped by crazily quickly, but then again, doesn't every year seem to do that just lately? And I'm trying this year, as I try every year, but never really manage to do it. I'm trying to be more organised, get all my Christmas presents out of the way in November, so I can enjoy December, and I can tell you that I'm more or less there. So I'm hoping to not be super busy during December and to have some time to enjoy Christmas and relax. And I would give you the advice to try to do the same, because we can get caught up in the busyness and it just makes Christmas something that you don't look forward to when it should be something that you definitely do. As we're only, like I said, a few days away from December, I thought I'd better come and share some Christmas daring decor on here with you. So grab a notebook and pen and we're going to go over 5 easy steps to decorate your Christmas tree with pizzazz. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Have you put your Christmas tree up yet? I have. If you want to see what it looks like, I will share a photograph or a video on the Facebook group when this episode airs. And also, if you go over to Instagram, there may be something on my stories or on my grid over there where you can see my Christmas tree. So when we're doing our Christmas decorating, we want to make sure that it's not an afterthought and that it's actually part of our decor and everything's cohesive and matches. So we don't want, a pink living room and then a Christmas tree that's red and green. It's just not going to look great. I remember back in the day when I was a kid, our Christmas tree, and I think everybody's, mostly everybody's, was every colour under the rainbow or in the rainbow. Is it under the sun? Every colour under the sun, every colour in the rainbow. Don't know. Every time I say that, I think I'm saying it wrong. So yeah, we had all the colours going on. Tinsel, I'm sorry, tinsel for me is just a flat no. Sorry if you love tinsel. I think there's just so many lovely things that you can get now that you don't need tinsel. Although I did used to really enjoy hanging it on our tree as a kid. And if you were like us, everything was probably hung willy-nilly and there was no rhyme or reason to our trees really. But we did love them. We did love them. But times have moved on and we can do better nowadays. I remember also our ceiling decorations were, they were like, if you're as old as me, you might remember this. They were like concertina, foil, concertina like foil decorations, and they were flat and then you got a loop on each end and you pulled it out and it spread out into a long strip that went all across the ceiling, and we used to pin it from one corner to the other and then pin another one from corner to the other, and then we'd have other ones that were the same kind of thing but when you, they were flat, but when you pulled them and they unfolded out, they were like hanging decorations. Oh my gosh, I'd forgot about them. But yeah, if you're as old as me, you probably remember. But as I said, we've got better things going on these days, so we don't need to do that anymore, even though they were fab at the time and we had great memories. So the first thing when it comes to your tree, obviously, is Are you having a real or an artificial one? Now, there's arguments for both. I've had both. We used to have a real tree every year. The thing about a real tree, it just looks so amazing, doesn't it? The aesthetic of it is, you can't really beat. And, you know, the smell of the pine needles and just made you feel really Christmassy. But the one thing I hated about having a real tree was we used to have to wait until, I don't know, a week before Christmas, because if you buy them too early, all the needles ended up falling off before we got to Christmas Day, and they kind of like wither and wilt and just not look very good. So we left it as close to Christmas as we could, and I used to see everybody else putting their trees up and thinking, oh, I want to put my tree up. So that was the main reason why we stopped buying real tree. Another reason is obviously you've got to buy them every year, and they didn't get any cheaper. I think when we stopped buying them, they were probably about £70 for a tree, and I'm sure it's probably more than that now. So obviously the buying every single year and having to pay every single year, and then also you've got to get rid of them at the end and, you know, put it out for the bin men or whatever. But I'm not sure of the, you know, how eco-friendly it is either to keep growing and chopping trees down. So yeah, we did have a real tree for quite a few years, but now we've got an artificial one. So with the artificial ones, you can put them up whenever you want. You can put them up in October if you want, some people do, or 1st of November, as soon as Halloween's over, some people's trees are up. So yeah, there's no time limit on when you can put your tree up. If you've got an artificial one, it lasts for years. It stays looking good. It doesn't start wilting towards, you know, Christmas Day. And you don't need to fork out to buy a new one each year. So that's the two options, obviously, to start with. It's totally your preference as to which one you get, but there's the fours and against. So get your pen and paper ready, because I'm going to start now with step one. Now, step one to an amazing Christmas tree is the foundation. So you've chosen your tree, whether you've got a real one or an artificial one, but you also need to take a few other things into account, like the size of it. I personally like to get a tree that's as big as possible for the space. We've definitely had trees, especially when we got the real ones, that were just too big, too tall. We used to have to cut the top off and things like that. So I like it to be as big as possible, because a small one just doesn't have an impact. But you want one that's not going to be too tall for the ceiling or spread out so far that you can't fit it in your room. But so as big as you can go, but don't go silly regarding the size. Mine, the one we've got at the moment, has actually got fake snow on, so there's an option for you. You can have fake snow, or you can have, you know, just plain green ones. There's so many good artificial ones around at the moment, and really good prices too. So think about it for a bit. Don't make any rash decisions. I did buy a tree once, and I think it was it 5 or 6 foot. I think it might have been 6 foot, and it did look real. It was really quite expensive, but it was just little and fat. And every year, even when I bought it and put it up, I thought, I'm not sure about this. It wasn't tall enough. It just looked little and fat. And the way you had to put it together was I had to put each individual branch in, which used to take me forever. So I had that for probably about 3 years, and I was like, no, I'm getting a different one. So think about it first. Don't rush into things like I did and then end up regretting it. So once you've got your tree, the next thing that you need as part of the foundation is the location of where you're going to put your tree. Obviously, you want it somewhere that is going to create impact. A window is a really good place. I love it when I walk past houses and I can see the Christmas trees in the window. But obviously that's not always possible. Mine's not in the window. Another reason why I don't like mine in the window is because my window's behind me, and I'm thinking, once I sit down for the evening and start watching TV, I'm never going to see my Christmas tree. So yeah, window is one option. Another place that looks really good is beside the fireplace. If you've got little alcoves either side of your fireplace, it looks great in one of the alcoves. But mainly you want it somewhere that as soon as somebody walks in the room, it's going to be there in the face, the focal point, and where you can see it as well when you're sitting down in your living room, which is mainly the place where we put them. You want it somewhere that you can look at it and enjoy it. So once you've got your location, the first thing you need to do is to put your tree skirt down if you've got one. If you haven't got one, they have become really popular recently and they do finish the tree off and hide like the ugly legs and everything. So if you haven't got one, you might want to have a look and add it to your tree this year. So I've decorated my whole tree before and then remembered that I didn't put the tree skirt down. So remember to put it down first. If it's a solid one like mine, I have to put the tree stand down first and then the skirt over the top and then the tree into the stand. So try and remember to do that first, otherwise you just end up in a mess like I did. And tree skirts, you can get different ones. You can get like a fur fabric one that goes across the floor. Maybe you don't need to put one of them down first, maybe you can put that last. But yeah, you can get fur fabric ones. You can also get cane ones. Mine's a cane one, but it's sprayed gold. I love it. Gotta have a bit of gold there. And you can also get metal ones too, in gold. And I think you can even get paper ones now as well. So there's a lot of different choices with tree skirts. But if it's one like mine, just remember to put it down first. And then, obviously, you need to erect your tree. Now, I like to make sure mine's straight, that it's not leaning over to the one side, that it looks even, that the branches are all spread out. So I like to take a bit of time to make sure my tree looks good before I start anything else, because it's not always as easy to tweak it afterwards. It's good to get it looking good to start with. And then, of course, we need our lights. I always put my lights on first. I think this is the correct thing to do. I like warm white lights. I don't like the stark white ones. I don't think they're as cozy. And I'm not really keen on multicoloured. So, yeah, I put my warm lights on. I would suggest that you have lots for your tree so it don't feel like it's sparse. I've actually got way too many for mine. I tried to order some off Amazon a couple of years ago, but it seemed like the amount I wanted, they didn't have it. They just had like triple the amount. So I ordered them in the end thinking, oh, they'll be okay. But there's literally like way too many. So what I actually do is, once I've put them on the tree, I chuck the rest inside the tree skirt so that lights up as well. So it works okay. But yeah, so you want your lights on. And I like to get ones with a choice of settings, which I think they all are now these days. My favourite settings are always either still or, you know, when you get like the soft twinkly look. I love that look. I'm not keen on the crazy flashy flashing on and off lights because I don't think they're relaxing and they don't really feel very Christmassy to me. So, yeah, soft twinkly or still. And I always put the lights on first, as I said. I think that's the correct thing to do. What you need to do is switch your lights on as you're putting them on the tree, because then you can see where you're putting them and where you're not putting them and what they look like. The last foundational thing that you need, and I use this instead of tinsel. If you're a tinsel person, then put the tinsel on, but is to add some ribbon. Thick wired ribbon is the best to use. And if you go on Instagram or TikTok, there's loads of techniques on there on how you can add ribbon to your tree. So step one's done. Those are all your foundational things. Let's move on to step two. So step two is the colour scheme. Now, if you haven't got a colour scheme for your home or your room, then I've got a freebie that you can grab. And it's a workbook that will take you step by step through how to create your own unique personal colour scheme for your home. So if you haven't already got your colour scheme, then do that first. And I will put a link to that in the show notes. So one of the steps to giving your tree the wow factor and having pizzazz is to make it cohesive with your room. So my living room is pink and teal. And there's gold in there as well. And my Christmas tree is pink, teal and gold. I have got a little bit of orange in there too, because I did a fireplace. Oh God, I forgot the word. I just keep forgetting words these days. a fireplace display, and I've got some dried oranges on the display. So because I've got a bit of orange there, I decided to try and introduce a little bit to my tree as well, so it looked cohesive. So yeah, my tree matches my living room and my kitchen. I've also got a tree in the kitchen. I've actually got a slim tree in the kitchen. I've had it for years. I got it from Next Years ago when I lived in my old house, because we didn't have that much room for a tree. And it's black, which I love. I don't really see many slim black trees, so I'm glad I've got it. And in the kitchen, I've got the black tree. Obviously, that's part of the colour scheme. And it's also pink and gold too. So yeah, get your colour scheme sorted and make sure it's cohesive. Your tree is within this colour scheme and cohesive with your room. If you're not there and your tree doesn't match your room, then not to worry. I'm not saying go out and buy a whole new load of new decorations. You can just edit out colours, you know, a few a year. You don't have to do it all in one year. So if maybe you edit out a couple of colours that don't go with your room, and maybe buy just one box of decorations that do go with your room, and then you'll get there gradually. And also, when you are there, it does make it a lot easier when you're choosing your decorations, because you can automatically eliminate other colours, so there's less choice. So it makes the decision process a lot easier. And along with the colour scheme, I'll include this in colour, because it's Christmas, you've got to have a little bit of glitter, shine and sparkle in there too. So make sure you've got something metallic or glittery or sparkly as part of your decorations. So that's step two, the colour scheme. Now step three, because we are being daring with our decor, we need a main attraction. We need something that's going to stand out and be the start of the show. Our trees are not wallflowers. We need our trees to look amazing. So you need to have a few things. It doesn't have to be loads. You need to have a few decorations that are the main attraction. These are the things that you need to splurge on, because you need to pay more for the few things that are eye-catching, and we want to make them stunning, eye-catching, the main attractions, so they're going to cost a bit more. But you don't need to do that for all of your tree, just for these things. And regarding this, I would say think about scale. Get something oversized. It's a game changer. Don't have lots of small decorations, because they just lack interest. Get something oversized and big, something that stands out, something that looks amazing, and create an impact. I've got as my main attraction some decorations that I bought years and years ago, but I bought them from a garden centre near me. I've got some big oversized peacock baubles, and they've got feathers and everything coming from them, and they're all glittery, and they're a gorgeous teal peacock colour. And then matching them, I've got these big, I don't know what they are really, it's just a decoration, and it's on a clip, and it's kind of like a big flower, I suppose, and it's glittery and teal and peacocky and in your face and gorgeous. So yeah, they're my statement pieces. So that's step three, the main attraction. Now step four, we've got to do this because we're being daring, is we need some unconventional items. So when you think about your Christmas decorations, they don't have to be Christmas decorations or baubles. Let's think outside the box a bit. One thing that I do this in my kitchen. I've got a bunch of artificial peonies in my kitchen, and I, at Christmas, because I don't need my flowers out because I've got other things there, Christmas decorations, I get the bunch of flowers and I split them up individually, and I push them into the tree. So I've got my artificial flowers, they're doubling up, they're there all through the year looking great, and then I use them as tree decorations at Christmas. So it doesn't have to be Christmas decorations. And in my living room, they were Christmas decorations, but they're not, you know, conventional. I bought some large blush flowers from B&M last year, and they're really big, and I've got them, as I said to you, you know, you don't need to do everything at once. I usually just buy a new thing each year, and then I haven't got to spend loads of money. So I bought them last year and they're really big and they look really good. So artificial flowers is one thing, and you can also use artificial or dried plants and even vegetables. I know that sounds funny, but I'll explain in a minute. So you can have artificial palm leaves. I've got some artificial palm leaves that I bought from Matalan a few years ago, and I bought them for the house. I just never used them anywhere, so I thought, I'll use them on the Christmas tree. So yeah, pink palm leaves. You could also use pampas grass, and I saw a Christmas tree. It was years ago. It was in, I think it was in a sofa showroom or something, and they had a Christmas tree. It looked so good. They'd used unusual things, and they had artificial artichokes in there, big artichokes, and they looked so good. So anything like that, and yeah, just play around, you know. Don't think that it's got to be a Christmas decoration. Another thing that you can use are feathers or stems. I've got some glitter plant stems that I use in my Christmas tree in the living room. They're big, massive stems. I think I got them from Matalan years ago. I'm not sure if they were Christmas decorations or what, but yeah. And I push them into my Christmas tree towards the top, so it just adds another element, and it's not like a decoration that you hang on the tree. It's just a bit different. And I've also got peacock feathers. I've bunched a few together with some gold palm leaf artificial things, and I push them in too. You could also use paper decorations that they sell on Amazon for parties. That you can get big pom-poms and honeycombs. You could use them as your unconventional item in your tree. And as I said before, big things that make a statement, just they'll stop people's eyes in the tracks. So there's another good idea. So the last thing you need to do regarding unconventional items is you can still use baubles, but you could add a few quirky decorations or baubles that aren't like, you know, the norm. I've got some Christmas decorations. I bought them from Rocket St. George, and they're big gold lips. I love them. I think I smashed two last year, which I was gutted about because I don't think they do them anymore. But yes, different things like that. And I've also got some baubles that I bought in the sale really cheaply last year from Sainsbury's, and they're leopard print, and I think they're green and pink. So still a bauble, still a Christmas decoration, but a bit quirky and a bit me, leopard print. And I also bought, I think it was from John Lewis a few years ago, I bought these pink and gold oyster shells and conch shells too. So they're like shiny and pink and gold and glittery, but you know, a bit different. So there's quite a few places that are doing these unusual quirky things now, so you shouldn't have any trouble finding them. So yeah, that's step four, unconventional items. So the last step for you is, of course, the finishing touches. I can't speak. So for the finishing touches, I've just usually got a load of filler baubles that I can fill in on any gaps. But what I'm going to do this year, I haven't done it up to yet, and you've probably seen this on TikTok or Instagram, but my daughter did this last year and it looked really good. My daughter's tree always looks amazing, by the way. So what you do is you can bunch three to five, depending on the size of them, baubles together with pipe cleaners and put them on the tree with the pipe cleaners so that they're in bunches instead of hanging individually. And that's just so much more effective. So that's something that I'm going to do this year. Also, part of your finishing touch, have a tweak and a faff. You've got to have a bit of a faff, haven't you? Stand back, move anything that looks off, fill any last gaps. Make sure you're happy with how it looks. And then the last thing, of course, well, the penultimate thing, because I've got one more after this, the last thing is to add your topper. I've got a star on it. Now it's boring, isn't it? Sorry, I'm too boring there. I need to think of a quirky topper. But yeah, add your topper. And then the last thing, of course, is to add your presents under the tree. I've been using for the last few years recyclable paper because of a as I've told you before, you know, I like to think about the environment. I would love to go wild with like the foil kind of wrapping paper, but obviously you can't recycle it. I think there are some now that you can recycle, but it's not always that easy to get hold of. But hopefully there'll be more in the future. So yeah, add your presents. And the main thing to do once you've added your presents is to enjoy your tree. Make sure you know, you get as much enjoyment out of it as you can. You put the lights on every night while you're relaxing with your mulled wine, watching your Christmas films, and just, you know, sit down and look at it. That's what I do with mine. So yeah. So if you haven't got your tree up already, I really hope that you have found today's episode useful. And if you've got it up already, maybe you can do a bit of a tweak or take notes for next year. So just to give you a recap of the 5 steps to create a Christmas tree with pizzazz. Number 1 is create a foundation. Step 2 is choose a colour scheme. Step 3 is add a main attraction. Step 4 is sprinkle in some unconventional items. And step 5 is to add the finishing touches. As I said, I will put a picture of my tree in the Facebook group, and I'd love it if you would come and share your Christmas tree over there too. And please connect with me to let me know what you would like me to cover on the podcast next year. You can do this various ways. You can email me. There's a contact form on my website, or you can email me at cara@caradice.co.uk, and I'll put a link in the show notes. You can come and put a post over on the Facebook group. And you can DM me on Instagram. There's various ways you can get in touch. I would love to know what you would like me to cover on the podcast. So enjoy the run up to Christmas. And as I said, try not to get too caught up in the business. Make sure you enjoy it. And I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.